Let's go live out to the West Coast. It's where we find Alex Stone on the fire line in California. Alex, we're learning now the death toll rising, one of the deadliest fires ever in that state.
Absolutely. Good morning, guys. And now 44 people as of this morning are confirmed dead in these wildfires. That count jumping overnight. More human remains found on the campfire in Northern California. In fact, the announcement coming overnight from the Butte County Sheriff.
As of today, an additional 13 human remains have been recovered, which brings the total number to 42. And if I understand, that makes this the deadliest fire in the history of the United States, a wildland fire in the history of the United States.
Yeah, plus the two bodies that were found here in L.A. County. And now, guys, in Butte County, they are bringing in a mobile DNA team, a mortuary team. They're bringing in a mobile mortuary lab that they think this is going to go on for a while. They've got cadaver dogs in. They don't know how high the numbers are going to go. There are hundreds who are now missing. That missing list has been going up, and clearly a lot of people could not get away from the flames, found in their cars trying to escape the flames, and it looks like they're going to continue finding bodies.
Alex, we're also starting to hear a little bit more about what may have started these fires.
Yeah, and this is only preliminary right now, but the electrical companies here in California, they've been in the hot seat for a while for wildfires, blamed for a number of recent wildfires that caused deaths last year. Now California's Public Utilities Commission is telling us that it is investigating whether there were electrical malfunctions that were reported by Pacific Gas and Electric in Northern California and Southern California Edison here in the L.A. area right around the time the fires started. Was it an equipment failure on the electrical company's part that sparked these fires? Quite possibly. And there have been a number of billions of dollars in lawsuits because of last year's fires. Now they've got to try to figure out, is that what sparked these fires? There is that possibility out there.
And where do we go from here as far as trying to stop these blazes? I mean, how, I guess, accurately can firefighters predict when they'll be able to have this totally under control, or is that totally off the table? They're not able to do that.
Yeah, control, they have no clue. They're hoping to get containment at least around this fire here in Southern California, maybe by this weekend. And once you get containment, then you move in from your full 100% containment to then working to control it. And control can take months a lot of times to get where you get every hot spot out. You can have areas smoldering for many, many weeks. Sometimes in some areas, believe it or not, even years, that wildfires have gone on where it burns deep down into underground tree roots and whatnot. But they have to get all of that out. But full containment, really allowing people to go back home, hopefully by next week. But it's going to take some time. They are gaining containment. They got 30% on both of the fires. They're making a lot of progress. But that's mainly on the black, as they call it, the areas that have already burned that aren't going to reburn. The most crucial areas are still uncontained.
That's Alex Stone reporting live this morning from Southern California.